NewsRam Science Podcast, Tuesday morning, March 24th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Canary Gold Corp. Reports elevated gold grain counts from drilling, supporting paleo channel discovery at Madeira River Project, Brazil. Canary Gold Corp. Reports elevated gold grain counts from drilling, supporting paleo channel discovery at Madeira River Project in Brazil. Recent shallow drilling has intersected continuous sand and gravel horizons, yielding high gold grain counts. The company's preliminary interpretation suggests a potentially significant gold-bearing system, with plans for systematic follow-up drilling and enhanced sampling protocols to further evaluate the target area.
Scientific American highlights scientific discovery that supports the potential use of cardiodialysis to treat neuroinflammatory diseases. Scientific American recently highlighted a groundbreaking scientific discovery supporting the potential use of cardiodialysis to treat neuroinflammatory diseases. Researchers at Trinity College Dublin reported the first clinical evidence of blood-brain barrier disruption in individuals suspected of having chronic traumatic encephalopathy. This research underscores the role of systemic inflammation in neuroinflammatory disorders, positioning cardiodialysis as a potential adjunct therapy for conditions like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS.
Andina Copper Extension Drilling Intersects Wide Interval of Mineralization. Andina Copper Corporation reports an outstanding drill intercept from hole CDH005 at its Cobrasco project in Choco, Colombia. The drill confirmed a large-scale southerly extension of Ku-MOAG mineralization, demonstrating a multi-phase porphyry Ku-Mo system. Additional drill holes CDH006 and CDH007 are completed, with assays pending, while CDH008 is underway. President and CEO Joseph Vanden Elsen highlighted the potential for a significant copper deposit at Cobrasco. Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.